This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Senior BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Maharashtra for a third time today. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will administer him the oath of office in secrecy at Mumbai's historic Azad Maidan at 5:30 p.m. Mr. Fadnavis was unanimously elected the leader of the BJP Legislature Party yesterday. Mr. Fadnavis, along with allies Shiv Sena Chief Eknath Shinde and NCP Chief Ajit Pawar, met the governor yesterday, who invited him to form a new government in the state. The BJP Shiv Sena NCP combine had secured a landslide victory in the recently held Maharashtra Assembly elections, winning 230 out of 288 seats. The BJP secured 130 seats, while the Shiv Sena, led by Eknath Shinde, won 57, and Ajit Pawar's NCP got 41 seats. Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren will expand his cabinet today. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar will administer the oath of office in secrecy to the ministers at Raj Bhavan in Ranchi this afternoon. A total of 11 ministers are scheduled to be inducted into the cabinet. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha will have 6 ministers, Congress will have 4, and there will be 1 minister from Rashtriya Janata Dal. JMM General Secretary Supriyo Bhattacharya said the cabinet will represent all regions of Jharkhand. Hemant Soren had taken oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand on the 28th of November. President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a 5-day visit to her home state Odisha since Tuesday, will attend the 40th convocation of Odisha University of Agriculture and Technology in Bhubaneswar today. She is also scheduled to inaugurate the Bhubaneswar Judicial Court Complex, a 5-storey building with state-of-the-art amenities, including 55 courtrooms, record rooms, a library and a conference hall this afternoon. The president will visit her home district Mayurbhanj from tomorrow to interact with the residents of Upper Beda village, her birthplace. Bhutan's King Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk and Queen Jetsun Pema Wangchuk reached New Delhi this morning on a 2-day visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar received them at the airport. During the visit, the King of Bhutan will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Dr. Jaishankar and senior officials of the government will also call on the King of Bhutan. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has rescheduled the launch of European Space Agency's Proba 3 spacecraft due to an anomaly detected in the satellite. It will now be launched this evening at 4:12 p.m. on board PSLV C-59 from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. Earlier, the mission was scheduled to be launched at 4:08 p.m. yesterday. Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi held a meeting with Akashvani Director General Pragya Paliwal, Doordarshan Director General Kanchan Prasad and Doordarshan News Director General Priya Kumar in Prayagraj yesterday. Mr. Dwivedi discussed the issues associated with the Mela Authority and with the broadcast of the Mahakumbh to the whole world. The meeting discussed various programs being done for the Mahakumbh. The CEO and officers of Prasar Bharati will also visit the Mela Authority area today. Ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has mounted a stinging attack on the country's interim leader Mohammed Yunus over the persecution of minorities in Bangladesh. In a virtual address at an event in New York, Sheikh Hasina accused Mohammed Yunus of perpetrating a genocide and failing to protect the minorities, including the Hindus. She also claimed that there were plans to assassinate her and her sister Sheikh Rehana, just like their father Sheikh Mujibur Rahman. In chess, India's D. Gukesh, youngest challenger in history, will take on the reigning world champion Ding Lizhen of China in the 9th round of World Chess Championship in Singapore this afternoon. Earlier, both the players agreed to a draw in the 8th round yesterday. In men's hockey Junior Asia Cup Final 2024, the Indian hockey team defeated arch-rivals Pakistan 5-3 in Muscat, Oman last night. With this win, India claimed their 5th title in the continental tournament. For India, Arijit Singh Hundal was the hero with 4 goals, while Dilraj Singh hit the remaining 1 goal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.